Life is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
Shut up!
With Travis Bowles.
I am looking at you two fat bastards right now, and I'm like, there's no way people in America are going hungry.
Well, my son told me today that he didn't like hot dogs. How could you not like wieners? You just keep the wieners coming. What any chance?
Pete McCarthy.
Comes with two sets of hands, because sometimes you need gloves, sometimes you don't. The AIDS epidemic in Africa, hunger in the United States, and not having spare hands.
I just want to destroy villages, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
Chicks love to show their body off. It's the only thing they got nowadays. But she was married to Roger Rabbit, so she had his last name. She obviously wasn't going to hyphenate because she's a real woman.
So what if my favorite toys just happen to be half-naked muscular men? Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. Yeah, it's just we're just doing this because Pete couldn't make it today. We couldn't get the three of us together. Kind of sucked. And we wanted to do something because me and Travis, it's raining out. There's nothing to do. It sucks. Me and Travis are like, let's go down and have some fun. So that's what we're doing. We're also on Facebook Live. So we may interact with people on Facebook Live, and we'll do our best to read the questions that they're saying when we comment so that you can know, you know, why we're saying what we're saying. But, hey, I'm not promising anything because we're not too bright. But, yeah, so that's what's going on. I don't expect this to be a two-hour episode like the rest of them we do, but we're going to try to have some fun anyways.
I figure we'll just get a little something out for the fans and friends and haters.
Yeah, while we entertain ourselves.
Jeremy says we could have invited him. He has some thanks UPS guy stuff.
Well, Jeremy, you're only about 20 minutes away.
Well, Jeremy, I did invite you.
That's true. He did. He invited.
Yep. I invited all of our friends.
Yeah.
And here me and Steve sit.
Yeah. Absolutely. That is absolutely true.
But that's okay. We get it. Short notice, and it's busy weekend, all that stuff. We got some stuff that we got a lot of stuff we want to talk about, but we got things we want to save too, of course. This isn't going to be your usual show, but you did bring some toys in, which will be fun to talk about.
Yeah, I got a couple things. Let's face it, there's certain things we can't bring up without Pete here to just, you know, go ape shit over.
You know, it's funny, you know, you think about this podcast, how I think you and I are probably much more temperament alike, I would say, than, you know, Pete and you or Pete or me. I know it doesn't always come across that way, but I would say personality-wise, that is the truth. And we sometimes forget how funny Pete really is.
No, I didn't forget. I don't think he's funny anymore. It's like when you've been married. You know, my wife used to really think I was hilarious when we met.
Really?
You know, I had all these jokes, and I was always so witty and all that stuff. But yeah. You've been together for a while. She didn't think I'm funny anymore. That's like Pete now. He just freaking annoys the shit out of me. I might like him. Might even love him.
Right.
But I freaking want to smack him most of the time.
I will say that I probably got to agree with you. I did have some people that have said to me, how do you not die? And it's so funny because one of them is Justice. It's like, how do you not die when Pete's making all those funny jokes? And I'm like, I don't even hear anything funny come out of his mouth. And then when I go back and listen to episodes, yeah, like I'll hear something, I'll be like, oh my God, that was really funny.
No. Listening to the episode back is always a different experience. And there are things that Pete for sure, and but I think even all of us say that are, we just, they just go by you in the moment.
Well, yeah. Pete just said, your wife never thought you were funny. She was just using you for your wrestling moves.
Right. She was trying to get the hog.
Matt Rodriguez wants to know if we saw Dark Phoenix. Nope, we haven't yet. I'm going. Maybe even, I don't know, maybe tonight. We'll see. But it's not showing at our local theater, which is where we prefer to go because it's cheaper. And it's really just as nice.
Yeah.
Yep. An intern, Zach, runs it, which is always nice to see his cute little face. He's down like 40 pounds,
I know. I've seen him.
Holy crap. He's looking good. So we will go see it, Matt. I know you saw it. I saw you did a little review. I didn't read it because I don't want to get spoiled at all. I am excited about the movie regardless of what the critics say. So
I'm having a hard time being excited about this.
And I don't blame you. I don't blame you one bit. I'm excited because I'm a like hardcore X-Men fan. If it was just like a movie thing that I go see and I'm a comic fan, but I never like read all those X-Men books, I would be like, eh, yeah, I'll wait for that to come out on Netflix.
Yeah. But didn't they already do the Dark Phoenix story?
They did. This will be the second time. Yes.
That's why it's good.
Dylan, you were definitely right. Super 7 doing Voltron is something we would probably want to talk about when Pete was present. Yes. And the fact that doing Toxic Crusaders, which Pete is really excited about. So we're definitely going to have to wait before we start hitting that kind of topic. Pete said F Justice. Wow. Yeah, Pete says Toxic Crusaders. That figure looks cool to me. I'm not a Toxic Crusader fan.
Yeah, it's nothing that's near and dear to my heart.
No.
It looks very Ninja Turtles to me. But it's cool. I'm glad they're doing it, especially because there are people out there that are going to lose their mind over it.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool. It's one I think I could pass on.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna pass.
Yeah.
Yep. I might, you know what, I might buy a set to flip. But there is no way that will be on my shelf personally. Mm-hmm. And I think it looks cool. The sculpt we know will be great, you know, from the Four Horsemen. And but it's funny, I remember I gave a big tote to Pete to sort for me. And he ended up pulling out like 12, or maybe it was even 12, maybe it was 6 or something, Toxic Crusader figures. And I just thought they were in there. I just thought they were turtles because they look you just said, you know, I mean, they just look. But he pulled them out, and man, Pete was, he had wood over those, which was cool. And, you know, so he got those, and I mean, I gave him like a pretty cool start on the vintage Toxic Crusader line. So I imagine Pete's going to get in on this. Eric Bertram said, I'm excited for the third try on the Dark Phoenix story.
Third, huh?
Well, that'll be the Marvel run is, I think, what he's referring to. Mm. Yeah, when Marvel finally jumps in and hopefully does it right.
Oh, I see what he's saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, this is just... I mean, are they going to... How long is that going to be, you know? I mean, now that they're just doing this right now, how many years are they going to have to take off before people forget about this probable train wreck that I haven't seen yet?
You know, the only thing I'll say is, and I totally get what you're saying, think about what they did with Spider-Man.
Yeah, they did turn around Spider-Man really quickly, you know. But and it sucks because McAvoy and Fassbender.
So good.
You know, I kind of wish they would use them in the new stuff. But then again, I was like, no, it has to be all new.
Yeah.
We have to wipe this slate clean.
Yeah, unless they do some kind of story where it's like, you know, the realities are merging. Like, we kind of get this rumor about the Spider-Man. And then there's ways you could bring in them, but then get different Wolverines or, you know, I don't know. We'll see. I think it's going to be 5 to 10 years before we see him, and which we know that's not that long, but the other side of that is I'll be 50. We'll be 50.
If we're lucky.
Yeah, you know, and then it's like, holy shit, you know, how long was the MCU, you know, phase 1 through 3 or 4 or whatever it was? No, 15 years?
God, that had to be what, right around 2000 was the first one?
Yeah, so then I start thinking, holy shit.
99?
I might be 70 when this is done, and I'm like, oh, that hurts.
We'll be on episode 3,476.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
It'll sound like this. Welcome, everybody, to the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me pod. Hang on. Podcast. It's gonna sound like that.
Yeah. And you'll say, got anything for toy drama, Trav? And I'll go,
who?
You.
Which one of us is Trav?
Me? yep. Mm. Jeremy said, hey, did you hear the X-Men animated series might be brought back? So I did hear about this. What I heard about this is they're saying that they are, the original crew is approaching Marvel or Disney and wants to, you know, bring the cartoon back, which would be absolutely amazing. But I also am like, yeah, until we actually hear that it's coming, I'm not going to get too excited about it.
I think that'd be great.
It would be good. Did you love that? Did you watch it?
I didn't watch it religiously, but I definitely, if it was on,
yeah,
I watched it. You know, it wasn't like I was sitting down to catch that, but it was there. I would definitely be down for a reboot or for a restart.
Guillermo said, oh, he clicked on this by mistake. He thought it was a live broadcast of Gleaming the Cube.
Sorry.
Guillermo and P, they've really, at that, it's like they, you know, they were, I mean, they've always liked each other, but that Gleaming the Cube has really,
like, it made him touch.
Really. Or maybe it was more like, it could have been like this.
Well, one of them turned around, it could.
I guess it could be. Maybe it was more like docking, though.
Docking? Is that where you, you put one inside, like you turtle it? You turtle one?
I think it's more like if one turtle still head? Had their foreskin, probably.
Oh.
So, somebody will probably tell us on here, I imagine. Rod says he's got high hopes for X-Men, but he doesn't want to set them too high, for sure. yes, we are old. Iron Man was 2008. I'm sure Pete was Googling that as we're talking. Justin said he's on his way here now. Welcome, Lori. Pete said at least your farts will be trapped by your Depends then. Yeah, but Pete, you'll never know how long I've been wearing those Depends.
I think Travis is going to stink all the time. It's gonna be when he's that age, he's going to perpetually stink.
Pete says, correct. I don't know if G is circumcised or not yet.
We don't. You know, he is foreign.
He is.
Or he was. I don't know how to say that.
Laurie says, yes, you do have to be uncircumcised. Guillermo says, he'll show you next time, Pete. maybe Toy Haven. Hopefully we can make that happen.
Guillermo for Toy Haven?
That'd be sweet.
I'm down.
Yeah. Yeah, we might have to help him out. Guillermo, you're welcome to stay at my house. I know we've talked about this. I know you're probably going to be living with Justice by then, but I'd love to have you, buddy. You know, yeah. Love to have you.
No, I think he's staying at my house.
Think so? Mm-hmm. And that works, too.
Is Justin watching?
Justin was here, yeah.
Yeah, Justin was here. Yeah, I think we worked it out. He's staying at my house.
Is that how it's happening?
Yeah.
Okay, good deal. Yep. So, it's been an interesting week in nerd stuff, and man, you know, like San Diego Comic-Con is right around the corner, and usually we get some pretty good stuff dropped there.
I'm really excited about. I'm really curious what's going to happen with all the Mattel Super 7 thing at San Diego.
Are they doing a little joint? What's going on?
No, I don't think it's going to be joint. That's okay. What's going to be fun about it. All or right. Interest, I should say, yeah, not fun, interesting. Is that how you say it? Mm-hmm. Interesting?
Interesting.
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 You know, it's going to be... Because I know that Brian Flynn has said, you know, every year he's done his Skeletor's lair and then his, you know...
Oh, yeah.
He's had his special kind of like story. He's not doing that this year.
Right.
And he said, you know, it's kind of because Mattel's kind of got the reins of things and... Mm-hmm. And not sure what's going down, so I'm really curious to see what's going to happen.
So you're hoping for some big Mattel He-Man news.
Maybe some Mattel He-Man news, mm-hmm. or you know, I'm just curious. Just flat out curious.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, we'll see. I mean, it is kind of, right now, that property is up in the air. And
it's definitely in flux.
Yeah. Jeremy just shared something on Potu, and it was about somebody interviewed Flynn, and they said something about the She-Ra stuff. Did you get a chance to watch that interview or not?
I did not.
Okay, darn. Well, I guess I can't talk about it. But regardless, I'm sure you guys will. So regardless, let's see what we got going. Oh, Justin's back. Pete says, Justice just called Liz crying because G is going to be staying with us. I don't know if that's true or not. I got a feeling that G is not going to stay with me. For some reason, I do not think you would take me up on that offer. Hard telling. Eric Bertram says, the Modern Warfare reboot has the wife all hot and bothered. I would like to see his wife hot and bothered.
Mm. Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty. There's a new one coming out. I mean, they just keep ripping them out. It's nuts. So we're going to have to see. I mean, I'll have to check it out, of course. But, man, I'm really enjoying the one I'm playing right now. So, I mean, we'll see. It's cross-platform, so you'll be able to play against people that have other devices. I don't know why you'd have anything else on a PlayStation. But Justin says, it's a true story. G is done with me, and he wants more cushion for the pushing.
Wow. That's why Justin is on a high-calorie, high-carb diet right now.
Logan Seaver says, man, I wish Mattel would take He-Man back, but I hated Digital River. That's definitely going to be something Steve can comment on.
It's so weird. I mean, I know the horror stories and everything, but I never really had a whole heck of a lot of problems with Digital River. I hated that they charged so much to ship, but then... You know, Super 7 though isn't cheap either.
No.
But you know, the few problems I did have that I had to call them about and get fixed, they got fixed. And there wasn't a whole lot of problems with it. But I did read a heck of a lot of horror stories.
But yeah, and don't you wonder too if sometimes that's the squeaky wheel? I mean,
oh yeah,
it's hard telling, of course. But, I mean, because what if like 85% of people had great shipping, great, you know, everything was great, and it's really 15%, and it sounds like probably Logan was one of those. Logan said, so if they can skip that garbage and keep putting things out, it would be good. I mean, we'll see, of course. Some of the things we've heard, it sounds like there's nothing planned.
Even Brian Flynn himself has alluded that it's going to slow down. Sounds like, you know, the idea that I gather from what I've heard him say is that it's classics is not going to die, but it's not going to be coming out like it is and has been. So we will see. I'm really excited about the Turtles.
Yes. Yeah, that's going to be fun. And I can't wait to see a little bit more about that. And
yeah,
I mean that
I want to see what the Horsemen do with those Turtles. And, that's going to be a whole fun roller coaster to go down if that takes off because, right, you know, this one you get to start on the ground floor.
Well, and it'll just be fun. Some new product, you know, the stuff that's been coming to Target, I mean, is just...
Can't find it.
You can't find it. And I saw people selling those sets. So were they 45 or were they 52?
I think they were 50 bucks, around 50 bucks.
Yeah, people were selling those sets for 100 bucks at the last toy show I was at. And I didn't see them cheaper than that, you know, and Pete was lucky enough to, you know, get them from friends, which worked out really well for him. But
And I've checked. I've just never gotten lucky.
Yeah.
Hmm. You know?
Rumor is that the 6-inch black, the what a commemorative wave or whatever it is, those are showing up at Target right now, too. Mall.
Oh, okay. The new wave of the older, the re-releases.
Re-releases. Anakin, I think maybe a Luke.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember who the fourth one was, but supposedly those are showing up, which and is
those,
a good thing.
Those retro figures I haven't been able to find.
Oh, from what I've heard, though, those will be more of a mass release, too. They were a Target release initially, but...
Oh, and then they're going to go...
Walmart, Meijer.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. Okay. Supposedly. I mean, we'll see, of course, but I don't know. Logan came back. Having more figures done by the Horseman and in a scale with He-Man is freaking amazing. Bring it on, please. Yeah, we totally agree with that. I mean, that's fun. And I still, to this day, think, man, they have made some of the most amazing bucks. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Yeah, Ron says Archive Wave. Yeah, that's so the second series of that. Which, I mean, we're still seeing the first series around here. Not a ton. Oh, a Biker Scout, he says. Oh, I was totally wrong. Anakin Yoda, a Biker Scout, and Maul. Oh, man, I gotta publicly say this, too, by the way. When we were talking about...
Is this a public announcement?
A public announcement.
Really? I support you.
I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot.
Okay.
When we were talking about the Unslain, I kept seeing this weird little symbol next to the dollar amount that it costs.
Yeah.
That was Canadian. The figures are actually like $22. And...
Oh, well, I'm in then.
Jesus.
That's got to be a... Gosh.
Did I say they were like $32?
Yeah, that's what we were like. Yeah, man, these are pretty cool, but I don't think I could do that for that price for a 4-inch figure.
Yeah,
that changes things.
It's a little different. Wow. Yeah, it's a little different.
Get your news from us, everybody. Yeah. Jesus.
They should put it in American dollars. They want my money. I am an American. So, Ron said we all know that I'm retarded. Just dumb. The 22 is in pesos, Trav. They're actually 27. I don't know if they're actually 20. I think they are closer to 22. But anyway, I'm going to say look that up yourself. All right?
Kickstarter. Ron just insulted all real retarded people by calling Travis a retard.
Probably. That is probably true. 27 lira? Pete, you're not helping.
He's just trying to be funny.
I don't even know what that is.
He thinks he's spitballing jokes.
Oh.
But he's you know, just...
I don't even know what a lira is or who she is. That don't help me at all. It's like Pete's really here.
Kinda.
Yeah. So you got some toys. What do you got?
Okay, well, first of all, I got this.
That looks like garbage.
It does. It's so crazy that these beat GoBots. I mean, seriously? Now, I love it because that's totally nostalgic, and I remember...
It is Bumblebee, by the way. We are talking about the commemorative Bumblebee.
Yep. Yep, the re-release of the original Bumblebee, and what a piece of junk. And I understand why all Transformers are... garbage nowadays, at least the vintage ones, and they're hard to find real ones because my kids grabbed that and they just ripped his legs right off.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Trying to transform him. They just tried to pull his legs out. They just boom.
Yeah, I believe it.
You know? But, and you know, it didn't break him, but if you did that 50 times, it probably would. Snap the little peg that holds it.
Brittle, too.
He's tight and, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you don't tell me for a minute that. All you people out there that are like, oh, GoBots are the Walmart Transformers or the Kmart Transformers. I'll put any GoBot up against that anytime, even though I love this little stupid thing. Glad to have found it.
Dylan Wright said, take that back.
Nope. I picked this one up, too. pretty cool. I'm pretty sure I'm going to open them up because I never really was a fan of Transformers packaging anyways.
But, that's funny. Sometimes I'll hear where people are like, the Transformer packaging was one of the best. It's better than He-Man. It's better than G.I. Joe. I'm like,
Not even close.
No.
Not even close.
Who is that? Cliff Jumper? I have no idea.
His name is Gears.
Gears. Interesting.
Gears.
Yep. Welcome, Jason Bootstra, Eric Brink.
What's great about this is like, is it a dump truck? What is this thing? I don't even know.
I think it's just a truck.
Maybe it's just a truck. That's going to be the same size as the little Volkswagen. But then we got this, which I will say is cool all day long, even for 1984, I think, when it came out. Optimus, I didn't buy this because I was a little bummed out that for $50, you don't even get a trailer.
Yeah.
But the more it wore on me, and then Guillermo at the last episode was like, oh, they're drying up. Everybody's buying them out. And I figured, well, you know, I've always wanted an Optimus. And I've never had one in my whole entire life. So I bought this guy because, I don't know.
But I have seen a Masterpiece Optimus on your shelf.
It's awesome, I know.
Oh, it's beautiful. Makes this thing look like a piece of garbage.
Have you seen Hound? Have you seen the pictures of Masterpiece Hound coming out? It looks, you know, Hound's the Jeep.
Yeah, the green one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Claire's. Claire's baby. Claire. I think Claire loves Hound. Yeah.
Yeah. Pre-ordered that son of a bitch.
Oh, wow.
So
look at you.
So hard. I pre-ordered it so hard.
Wow.
So, yeah, those are cool. Then, this is a little less toy related.
Don't worry, Eric. It's okay that you're behind. Those episodes will still be there waiting for you, buddy.
So I'm on this kick of, like, Barbarian stuff. Kind of always have been. But it's been a little bit progressed lately. Or it has progressed a little lately. So, I've been looking for Savage Sword of Conan books. Now, these are Conan books that they're older, and I remember them as a child. But I remember seeing them and, like, not knowing what they were. Because the art in them is all black and white. It's awesome. And I always loved them. But they were my brothers. And then when I got the real Conan books, or the Marvel run of Conan, they were in color. And it wasn't until I got a little older that I realized that the good Conan stories and the good Conan art
were black and white.
Is this stuff right here. And more importantly, I went out looking for the issues that are drawn by Buscema and colored by Alfredo Alcala. That name ring a bell for you, Travis?
He's a He-Man artist, isn't he?
Yeah, the guy that did a lot of the He-Man comic books.
So he,
the first
but he just four. Colored this. He drew He-Man, didn't he?
He drew and, yep. and probably inked.
Oh, okay.
They don't split that up in those books, at least not in the early ones.
Mm-hmm.
But this, he was quite... Alcala was quite an inker, I'm finding out. I didn't know he inked other people's art, but here he's inking Buscema's art, and the art in these things are freaking awesome.
Yeah, oh yeah.
For black and white, and the stories are awesome. I'm reading them, so, you know, what are you reading? Dan, look, I'm reading.
Yeah, I loved these.
Those are bad.
Yeah, I read them growing up. I love Conan.
Couldn't find them in Muskegon, went to Lang's. Lang's had none of these. Called up Gavin from Tardy's, Grand Rapids. He's like, yeah, I got the whole run.
Wow.
So I got on my phone and I looked up and did the research of the which ones that were had Alcala involved in them, and I couldn't buy them all because I didn't have that much money.
Mm-hmm.
And I found these, and these are fantastic shape.
Yeah, and there's a lot of story in them too.
Yeah, there's a ton of story in
them. Yeah. They're big, thick books.
If you guys don't know, which everybody probably does, The cover, even the cover art on these is just so barbaric. So awesome. It's just, it's right up my freaking alley. Can't beat this stuff.
No, they're fun. Man, I always loved Conan.
He's so good. You know? He's so alpha. They do such a good job of him being like, you know, in the stories I was reading, the one girl's like, oh, she's never been treated well by a man before. And Conan and is, you know, the first person she's ever been treated well. And then all of a sudden he gets into a fight and she's like, and she's horrified by how barbaric and, you know, he can be. And he just says he's just repeatedly stabbing people's guts and the sound is making her sick. And it just goes into this, you know, just complete barbaric animal that Conan can be.
Oh yeah.
Then he goes off and finds her some fruit and feeds her.
Oh yeah.
And then she gets horny.
How could you not? I still, to this day, I think Arnold really captured Conan.
Oh, he was perfect.
Yes.
You know, that's what, you know, nowadays if they tried to cast Conan, they'd probably get like, I don't know.
Well, they did it. Jason Momoa.
Yeah, and it didn't work.
You know, I actually liked Momoa as Conan. I just didn't. Something about the story just really bothered me.
I couldn't even get through it.
Really?
It started off cool.
Yep.
And then Momoa just had this, you know, American kind of way about him to be Conan. I think the accent really speaks for,
oh,
you know, my man. You know, he's just like, he's happy-go-lucky Momoa, which is really good for, like, Aquaman.
Yeah.
But when you're being Conan, you got to be stoic. You got to be, you know.
I guess I don't remember enough of the movie to really, like, I can't. I just remember when I saw it, it didn't bother me. I thought it was okay.
I watched about 20 minutes of it and turned it off.
Wow. Dang.
And, Arnold is my Conan. And that is the one role, like when I hear about Arnold, you know, doing Terminator again, I think, that's cool, but it's not enough to bring me to the theater. But I'll tell you what. If Arnold comes back and does old Conan, I'm there. What are they saying?
Ron said, watch out. Steve's getting excited as soon as you start ripping these books out. Pete said, I just muted the video because I'm watching Law & Order SUV and it's funnier than you two.
Shut up.
It's like Pete's really here.
Yeah. I think he says that stuff when he's watching and he's like, geez, this show is good without me. And then he has to make a comment to pretend like it isn't.
Like we need him.
Yeah.
We need him here.
Yeah. Oh, I got to do something funny. Oh, I just watched Bambi's mom die and it was funnier than you guys. Everybody's going to like that.
Yep. Yeah, I saw you've been drawing a lot of barbarian stuff.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Yep, I saw that on your Instagram page, I think.
Yep, I've been putting a lot of art up on there.
Nice.
Lately.
So you've been drawing.
Yep, been drawing a lot.
Feel good?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Went camping this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you did while you were camping?
I did a lot of drawing while I was camping.
Probably worked out nice.
Yep. It was a good weekend. Really good weekend.
Well, that's good. Man, I think that's kind of everything I got. You got anything else you want to talk about, Steven?
Well, I guess not. We can't do any toy drama. We can't do any.
And we got toy drama we want to talk about.
Yeah, right? There's some good toy drama right now. Can't wait.
Dylan Wright said that your He-Man and Faker drawing was awesome.
Oh, thanks. I did that this weekend.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty sharp. You got that for sale up at where? TeePublic or?
It's on TeePublic, yeah.
Yeah. Steve's account.
There's a picture of it on my Instagram as well, but I didn't. It doesn't have the tail of the tape thing on it that they did.
Okay.
There. A lot of times on the Instagram, I put them up there because I'm excited. And then I add to them later, so that's a lot of times the pictures that are on Instagram aren't the ending result.
I really liked your your redo on the Deadpool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the blood, and that was pretty awesome.
I thought it turned out good, too.
Yeah, I liked that a lot.
Completely redrew it. Because that's one of the pieces I lost in...
Oh, you redrew the whole thing?
Yeah, that's a completely different Deadpool. I mean, it's the same exact pose, it's a redone Deadpool.
Yeah, you had to redraw the whole thing. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Because I lost that picture in my... And that was one of my biggest sellers. Yeah. I'm like, everybody always likes this.
Yeah.
And I kind of like it, so...
Yeah, gotta redo it.
I redid it and then added some... So I think a better background to it.
Ron said, Frank Frazetta, Steve.
Oh, Frank Frazetta is awesome. Frank Frazetta, there is, and a lot of people probably know about this too, but I just found it. I didn't know. There is a cartoon you can find on Amazon. If you have Amazon Prime, it's free. It's Frank Frazetta is involved. It's called Ice and Fire.
Yep.
Have you seen this?
When I was young. It's old, right?
80s, early 80s.
Yeah. So a long, long time ago. Like, I have really no recollection of it, except was there boobs?
Almost. I mean, yeah. She's pretty naked.
Yeah.
Pretty close. Most of the time. And he's pretty naked, too.
Okay.
So, two naked people running around in a savage land. That's me.
I remember. That's so you.
You know what I mean?
It's you, man. When I see...
No, that's not me, but that's what I like.
Right. You know, yeah, right. Yeah, when I see a dude run around almost naked, I think, man, Steve likes this.
Yes. So I didn't know this damn thing even existed. I saw it and I thought, what is this? I'm like, is this Game of Thrones? Because Ice and Fire, you know?
Yeah.
And then I started watching it and I'm like, holy shit, this is right up my alley.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Was the story good?
Yeah. It was okay. It wasn't great.
It was no Baldur the Sheep or whatever, but...
Ringing Bell.
It was no Ringing Bell.
No, I didn't have that kind of a punch, but it was still really cool. The animation's what really kept me watching, just because they rotoscoped, so they had real people, and then they drew, they move really realistically.
Yeah.
And, man.
What do you think about... some of our listeners and their comments on your review of the Dong Wall.
Well, I only know of one that's watched it, right? Didn't Joe Ryan actually sit down to watch it?
Yeah, but I mean more of like your review.
Oh, my review?
Yeah.
Oh, it's weird because a lot of people think, you know, I'm a complete moron and they're right. And then, but there's other people that are like, hey, they liked it.
They liked your review?
There were a couple. You don't think so?
No, I got that. I got that, too. I think Chris Middlecamp's review of your review was made it more... Like, I wanted to see that.
The Dong Wall?
The Dong Wall. The guy trying to climb the Dong Wall.
Well, you've tried to climb the Dong Wall before.
I have.
That's not, you know...
I have climbed the Dong
Wall.
So you
know what that's like. You've got something to relate to.
Numerous times, believe me. I haven't just tried.
If there's a wall of dongs, Travis is trying to climb that son of a bitch.
Yes.
You're going to pull on every one of them.
That's right. Sometimes my mouth gets stuck, so can't get any higher.
Stupid.
So, I think that brings us to a close here. I mean, we got a good 38 minutes, about 40 minutes that we'll be able to throw out. The plan is hopefully we're going to get together this week and do a full episode with Pete here in all his glory. And we'll do our usual bits and hopefully entertain you guys. So,
well, that's the plan. Hopefully it comes to fruition.
Thank you to everyone that joined us for Facebook Live.
Yep, thanks everybody. We'll see you soon.